I'm Chris, and I'm joined with, as always, Allison, who is with me here watching Gary wander around in his backyard. This is a show where we don't know what we're talking about. Allison brings us a topic, and we attempt to discuss said topic without prior knowledge of said topic. And that's kind of how this works. You can find us online. We have a website and Twitter accounts and stuff. And that's the thing. And we just came back from a break because I was in Sri Lanka.
Yay!
And Florida.
Briefly. But Florida ever so briefly.
Yeah, very briefly.
Where were you in Florida? Did I know that you were in Florida?
Yeah, you did.
Huh.
Also, I had to take a screenshot of the video version of this, which is Gary wandering around his backyard.
Mm-hmm. There's a spot in the ground that I clip the dog lead into, because there's another dog next door, and he likes to go over there and cause trouble, and like an idiot. Oh, I hope you got that on screen share too, the dog.
Yeah, I was in Cape Coral.
Oh yeah, I did know that.
Yeah. So I went to the Everglades one day, and I went to Sanibel one day.
How did you like the Glades?
I thought it was pretty cool. I wished that I had more time to explore more of it.
Yeah.
But it's like it's very spread out, so like you kind of have to pick the right place, and where we were on the east side or west side, I guess. Yeah. West side, was not conducive to a lot of the places that you can go in the Everglades.
Yeah. The touristy stuff is all on the east side.
Yeah. I figured that.
But even so, like it's still a daggum sight to behold, you know, as far as you can see.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. It was fun. We saw lots of animals going through Shark Valley.
Wait, I'm just looking at my screen for the first time. Allison, is that a fish tank behind you?
It is, yes.
Well, that's impressive.
Aquarium.
I guess that's probably like the technical term, right?
A massive aquarium.
Well, that's what the aquarists say. Oh. Like fish tank is like a, you know, whatever.
I would take you on a journey, but to be honest, I'm too sleepy to carry my laptop, and I feel like it wouldn't bode well for me. And also,
that's
a
little risky.
Yeah. Also, I've done it before, and with the glare on the aquarium, I don't feel like you get much out of it.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much it's just a black object right there.
Yeah.
I like the bowed side, though. That's cool.
Yeah, the curve is really cool. It makes it definitely makes the fish look larger when you're on that angle, which is either amazing or kind of frightening if, again, you're semi-sleepy.
that's fair.
So my fear this week is that I've reached the point where I've started to question whether I've already brought topics to the table or not and just forgotten.
Okay, so Chris, quick sidebar.
Yes.
Agreement. And if she brings a topic that has already been brought, we're not going to announce that we've already had this topic. We're going to just pretend to be super knowledgeable because obviously we retained everything we learned last time.
That sounds accurate, yeah.
Okay, cool. Now we're on the same page. I think we're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Just like things start to sound familiar to me in a way that, there's a lot of second guessing.
That's an apt description of most things I do.
But yeah, binary jazz, the act of second guessing.
Also, this could get weird.
This could get weird. The topic for this week is lipogram.
Lipogram.
L-I-P-O-G-R-A-M.
the way you would expect it to be spelled.
Mm-hmm. I expected a double P.
So a lipogram is like a smellogram where
gross.
Instead of sending a fragrance to a colleague or friend.
You Picasso your lip, or yeah, Picasso, right?
You're sending a pair of disembodied lips.
Mm.
Possibly, yeah. with a message uttered by said lips.
Are they your lips, or
they don't have to be?
Yikes!
They're just a pair of lips.
So I know what a lipogram is. It is when you send a letter to your partner and seal it with a kiss. It's a lipogram. I actually don't know what it is, but I thought if I said it like confidently, you'd be like, all right, topic over. Or else I'm like, oh, I didn't know there were two meetings.
I guess, yeah, I didn't explore the alternative meetings, but he said it with such confidence. It can't be wrong.
Yeah, I saw Allison nodding, and I was like, okay, we're done.
Well, I wrap it up, people. Lock it down.
Back it in, call home.
I mean, and obviously I went there, right, with, hello, telegram. Yeah, telegram, you know, and gramophone. I don't know what other grams there are.
Have you ever gotten a telegram?
No. Maybe this is a measurement, like a milligram, a lipogram.
What would it be a measurement of? Like your snarkiness?
Volume of things, like the amount of something there is. Like this banana is 43 million lipograms.
43 million.
I guess weight, right? Grams are weight. So yeah, not volume. A banana could be more or less dense, maintaining the same quantity of lipograms. I should stop using this counter because my go-to fruit is always bananas because there's literally two right there staring at me.
And how many lipograms are the bananas?
476. This one's, well, as you can see, there's a slight difference in size, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this one is 476 billion grams. This one's closer to, oh, there's a chunk missing out of it. It's like 430. Hey, so total change of topic for a minute.
Okay.
While I think about what lipogram is. Rhonda went somewhere and they had jalapeno peanut M&Ms.
What?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So she got a bag of them. And she was like, here, I thought you might like to try these. Well, you thought right. This seems weird. And I tried them, and it was like a peanut M&M until you swallowed it, and then suddenly there was an explosion of, like, jalapeno burn everywhere in your mouth and down your esophagus. Esophagus? Is that the thing I swallow with, or is that the thing I speak out of? Whichever one I swallow with is the one that was burning. So I wouldn't call it a pleasant experience. It needs, like, half as much jalapeno. You know, because, like, chocolate with a bit of spice is fun. Yeah. This is a little too much. Please don't beat me with a horse.
Were they actual M&Ms, or are they like
no, M&M offering? I noticed that behind the bananas. I still have the bag here because I have not eaten very many of them because spicy as hell.
Because of the burning.
Yeah. So it's like a dark green bag, which I would think was mint.
Oh, and he's wearing a cowboy hat because of the jalapeno. Is that?
Yeah, it seems a little bit off to me, but okay. I didn't see the.
Yeah, jalapeno, Mexican jalapeno peanut.
Huh.
Oh, wow. So it's a sombrero. I forgot that they were Mexican jalapeno peanut. I'm not sure what portion of it makes it Mexican, other than the M&M is wearing a sombrero.
That's the part that makes it Mexican.
Interesting.
So if
I see them, I'm going to have to try them, I guess. But
there is also a, what was it? It wasn't Thai curry. It was like coconut Thai or something.
Coconut curry.
I don't know that there was curry in it. I don't know if I'm thinking it was curry. Because
Thai,
it was
Thai coconut, yeah.
Spicy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it might just be Thai coconut. And it may not be spicy at all. But she's like, yeah, was that or the other, the Thai ones? I'm like, well, do those ones next time.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take the Thai ones.
Yeah.
Sounds like a smoother experience.
Totally. Totally.
Although the burning, if I see them, I might have to try them just for posterity. But
yeah. Yeah, yeah. But
maybe not get a huge bag of them. Maybe yeah. A small bag.
I don't think they come in smaller bags. Like, they made a bunch, and they're like, how are we going to get rid of these? I don't know. Only sell, like, the fun size, or the share. What do they call it, this bag size now? King size? No, they don't call it king size anymore.
Family size?
No, I folded it up the wrong way. This is compelling content right here. I tell you what. This is how you return from a break.
It's a candy review segment.
Share size.
Shares.
Not sharing or shareable, just share size.
I want it to be like share, like the singer, not.
I know. I thought the same thing when I said it, like share size. Like, not really sure what size that is, but.
I want it to be the era where she had like super big hair.
Yes.
Like share size.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And if this was a shareogram, then we would be able to reach through the screen and get one.
Yeah. Experience it firsthand.
If it were a lipogram, you could lick or kiss your screen and taste it.
Or like schnozberries from Willy Wonka.
Yeah. So here's the other thing that I have that I haven't eaten yet. A box of crickets.
No.
Bacon and cheese crickets? There's nothing about that
to
I think.
To be perfectly honest, that's why I haven't eaten them, is because the flavor, it seems a little bit strange to me.
The flavor of the crickets.
No, the bacon and cheese. I don't know what the crickets taste like.
No, but the flavoring on the crickets is the reason why you haven't ate the crickets.
Yeah.
Because you think the flavoring might be off.
Yes, you are understanding correctly.
Of the crickets.
No ambiguity here.
I thought you've said you've eaten insects before, though.
I have.
So you already know what they taste like.
I don't know that I've eaten crickets. I have eaten, what's the smaller grubby thing? It's not a grub, because that's like a worm. And I have eaten scorpion soup. And something else on a stick. But not crickets. Crickets are a new one, which I'm excited about because it's a new one. But I'm also...
The bacon and cheese.
If it were just like plain... Or like sea salted crickets?
Sea salted.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I was equally as amused by that.
That's a list of things that I won't eat.
Bugs?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like. When, in like 20 years, I feel like there's going to be like a bunch of restaurants in every city with insects on the menu.
Probably, but I'm not going to attend them.
But like, did your parents say that about, I don't know, Thai restaurants or what else is like, or even Mexican restaurants? That's a fairly recent phenomenon. Of like, well, probably not in California.
Yeah,
in the South it is, over in this part of the country. Proximity to Mexico in Florida is, I mean, you have to cross the Gulf to get there, so it's easy.
Less.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I pretty much grew up on Mexican and Chinese food.
Why doesn't Netflix have this documentary? I want to watch this documentary on how different, like, cuisines have made their way to the States and what ways we dumb them down.
Huh.
I'll get on the horn with my friends at Netflix.
Yeah, would you please?
Executives at
Netflix. Executives. Well, actually, I'm one with Jeff Bezos.
It's, his name is Reed something, right?
Who?
Who is the CEO of Netflix? Reed Hastings.
That sounds like...
Like a non-traditional spelling, like R-E-E-D.
That's how I would expect it to be spelled.
Wait, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought I would think we spelled R-E-I-D, but maybe that's because I work for a guy named Reed spelled R-E-I-D. So maybe there are two conventional spellings that I...
That didn't even occur to me. I totally was thinking the double E.
I thought you could spell it R-E-I-D, but I would have expected it to be R-E-E-D.
Oh, I always think double E is like on the edge of a pond, you know?
Oh, like
yes, it is.
I guess whether it's capitalized or not makes a lot of difference in this context.
It does. It does make a difference.
I just think that whoever is the CEO of Netflix would spell it with a double E. Seems
that hard. Seems like a Netflix thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't, they had him change it when he became
like the CEO of Amazon's named Jeff. Like obviously he's a Jeff.
And the CEO of Apple is named Steve Apple, obviously.
Total Steve Apple move.
have you seen this that headline or no? Like no. I'm gonna say this and you're gonna think I'm the Onion and I'm not. Obviously the president called him Steve Apple. I'm 100% serious about that.
Oh no.
Either yesterday or the day before. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. The world is getting so dumb. F. Flippograms.
Do you think the influx of insects in restaurants down the line will be because of necessity, because we've run out of other food sources?
Because all the soybean farmers are now owned by yeah, anyway. I don't think so. I think that people many people on a fundamental level are good and will appreciate international cuisine and warm up to it and try it and say, oh, this is all right. Especially with that red sauce made out of tomatoes that we southern to dumb down the food.
And insects is fits into this international cuisine.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, insects are big in Africa. That was a dumb statement.
That's the quote of the episode.
Well, I will say that I did not eat any insects, intentional or unintentional, when I was in Sri Lanka.
Oh, unintentional insect eating. This is an interesting topic. How many insects have you eaten unintentionally, and what were they?
I think I've probably eaten some, like, flying insects accidentally on, like, a boat ride or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, how it just pops in your mouth, like, whoop!
Yeah, when I used to run, I definitely caught a lot of bugs in my beak. Hit the back of the throat, and it's like that. Wow, never mind. I was going to say something about a gag reflex and wings, but I'm going to stop right there. It's already gone too far.
It's too far, too much.
Yeah. So what'd you all have for breakfast?
Nothing, but I did make my attempt at a Sri Lankan dish last night.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a brinjal moju, which is sort of a, I compare it to like a sweet and sour kind of thing, because it's supposed to be super sweet and super sour and super spicy, and it's, brinjal is eggplant, and moju is like this sort of caramelized, like sweet, saucy kind of chutney thing, type thing, and I had it when I was over there, and I was like, I'm going to bring this home, and I'm going to try to make it.
Nice. What is the primary pepper for the spiciness?
Well, I use whatever chilies we had around. Okay. The recipe that I saw used green chili peppers. I don't know what they actually used there because I don't know what is like native.
Gotcha.
But
I'm just curious, like what the
I mean, it's
Mexican jalapeno M&M shells.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, that would probably work, except for the chocolate part and the peanuts.
That's why you need the shell. You have to harvest the shell.
Yes.
Was that a ray that just swam by in that tank? Is there a ray in that tank?
A ray?
Yeah.
No. I mean, my fish knowledge is pretty minimal, but I think no.
What is that thing right now on the surface?
Oh, that's a...
Oh, that's a boxfish or something. No?
Yeah, I'm totally blanking on the name of it. But it's...
I mean, I don't need a technical name. You can say her name is Julie.
that's Steve Apple back there.
Of course it is. My friend Steve Apple. Yeah.
Steve Apple. I want to say it's like a pucker fish or something like that. It's not like a blowfish because it doesn't inflate.
Okay.
Oh, wait, cowfish? Is that a thing?
Oh, I can visualize a cowfish. You know what a cowfish looks like. The when it went by before, like the profile, I only saw like half of it.
Yeah, because if you're anywhere near
the... It looks like a ray.
if you're anywhere near the tank, that particular fish thinks that it's time for food. So even if you're just like 2 or 3 feet away, it's like, maybe she's approaching. Maybe if I get close enough, she'll...
Hey, you.
Yeah.
You got an eggplant?
Let's drop some food in here. This is fine.
So eggplant is a pretty fantastic vegetable.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't think I eat enough eggplant.
I find that I always over prepare it. And so consistency wise, it turns to mush for me, which I always am disappointed by. But I love when other people prepare it for me because it usually works out quite well.
I don't think you can over prepare it for the brinjal moju, partially because you're supposed to fry them and then you cook it in the sauce. So it's already kind of being over prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to turn to mush though if it's fried first, right?
Yeah, like right. It doesn't turn to
mush. Some density. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that dish, do you serve it with rice or is it?
That's how I ate it.
Yeah.
And that's how I served it last night. I think it would be super, super. It would be too much, I think, if you had it without rice. I mean, they might serve it like over something else, but it definitely needs to be with something. And also, like from what I was reading about it, it's often kind of served as a side dish. I mean, it can be a main dish, but it's, yeah. So,
how did the fam like it?
Aaron liked it. It was a bit too spicy for Gavin, but he liked it because he likes eggplant. Lila did not try it because it was spicy, which is fine.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. I kind of combined like three different recipes, and it came, I feel, relatively close. I want to try it again another time and try to get it a little bit closer. I think I made it a little bit too sweet and a little bit too cinnamony, and a little bit too spicy for at least some of the members of the family.
Cinnamon was not a flavor I was expecting to be in there.
Cinnamon is like everything. Yeah, because they make cinnamon in Sri Lanka. They grow cinnamon in Sri Lanka. That's one of the
cinnamon mines. They harvest it.
I actually know how they harvest cinnamon now because I saw a person. I went to Cinnamon Island and learned about how they harvest cinnamon.
That's amazing. Cinnamon Island.
Yeah, if you actually, I Googled Cinnamon Island coming back, and if you Google Cinnamon Island, you will find stuff about this place that I went in the middle of this river, this tiny little island with this like one family living on it that's been harvesting cinnamon from like for generations, and yeah, they'll show you how they harvest cinnamon, they brought out some cinnamon tea, which is a thing they drink. Which is literally cinnamon powder in water, and that's cinnamon tea. So cinnamon is a tree, and you cut off a branch and you scrape off all the bark, and the bark becomes like compost or mulch, and then you cut like a, you score a line through sort of the top layer of wood, and then you kind of, with another tool, you kind of pry off the outer layer of the tree, the outer layer of wood, and that outer layer of wood becomes the cinnamon that rolls up, and then you scrape off other portions and you shove those little scrapings in the middle of this curly bit of wood, and then you dry it out for 8 days, and then you have cinnamon.
8 days. That doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, of course, it's very hot in Sri Lanka, so.
Yeah. That's also true.
Yeah.
Huh. And did you, taste testing? Is like super fresh cinnamon really like radically different than? Were you like, I can taste the difference, or were you just like?
Well, I didn't taste the cinnamon, the finished like dried cinnamon. I tasted the tea, and I tasted it in dishes that I was eating because I think it was kind of in almost everything. It smells really good. I got cinnamon oil while I was there, and it smells really good. And it smells I mean, it's amazing to smell it from the leaves of the tree, to smell the cinnamon smell, or from the bark, like from the different parts of it. That was interesting. I also learned that Sri Lankan cinnamon or Ceylon cinnamon has a different sort of flavor profile than and is more expensive than the cinnamon that we typically buy at the store.
Interesting. That's a whole rabbit hole of cinnamon exploration that I wouldn't have expected.
And that is a lipogram, a nice, concise explanation of a topic directly from your lips.
The succinctness.
I like the lipogram as a unit of measure. I like, you know, that is about 3 lipograms. Yeah. Or, you know, 430 billion. Either.
Either end of the scale.
I've been thinking a lot about space. And specifically like the space between things and just how accurate calling it space is. Like, I mean, that's fairly obvious, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff, or there's a lot of lack of stuff, I guess, like between the actual stuff that's out there. It's really wild. It's so wild.
That's a bit
like there's some
surreal to start contemplating this. There's a lot of lack of stuff in between the stuff.
There's a great website. I should find it for the show notes. Where you start and the sun is at the top and you scroll down and the scroll bar is equivalent to like the positioning of planets. I'm sure you've seen this, right? No?
No.
It is mind-boggling how far you scroll to get to Mercury and then Venus and then Earth. And like by then you're like, F this, I'm gonna hold on the space bar. And it still takes forever to get anywhere. Like it's just wow. Wow. And then there's some great articles online, like kids science, like, you know, put a ping pong ball and then start walking. And I don't remember what the distances are. I think with a tennis ball, you ended up going like 3 kilometers or something to get to. Damn, I need to look it up and see. It doesn't matter. The scale was just insane. I mean, it was like if the sun was like a tennis ball, then you did like the head of a pin, you know, this far away. I mean, it's like, what? There's just so much space out there in space. Wow. Glad that's not the topic. I might collapse, like, thinking about it.
It would be a Twilight Zone moment of, yeah, too meta.
Man.
So, lipograms. And like,
sorry. The moon is 250,000 miles away, and that's the furthest a human being has been from Earth. 250,000 miles. Right? Like, I mean, there are cars that have gone further than 250,000 miles, right? It's just like we've been nowhere, you know? Like, yeah. Wow. Okay. So what is a lipogram? Can we find out what it is?
Yes.
A lipogram is a kind of writing or a group of writing where you, usually paragraphs are longer, but it's missing a letter, usually a common vowel. Usually people do E, apparently, because it's very commonly, it's the most common letter, apparently. Because like it's so, yeah. So writing things without a certain letter of your choosing. Yeah, a lipogram.
So like if I wrote a letter and I omitted all of the E's intentionally.
That would be a letter. I need an E between the T and the R to make it happen.
Right. But to use not just to take out the E's, but to use words with no E, like to omit words with E's at all.
Oh wow.
Tough.
So it wouldn't be a letter, it would be I don't know what it could be.
There's some ancient Greek.
A writing. It would be a writing.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
A letter. It would be a writing.
Yeah.
But it can be a personal writing.
And then there's also something called a pangramic lipogram, and that's when you use every letter of the alphabet except one. So like, and for that one, it's like the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog, which doesn't have an S.
Unless, does it not?
Well, no, because it's they changed it from jumps to jumped. So the usual
pangramic. Wow, I didn't catch that. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, and lipograms, there's some really interesting ones out there, some of which are quite lengthy, and I find quite impressive when they omit E. I mean, like, if you omit something like a
Q,
a Q might not be quite as challenging.
I write lipograms every day. I think I rarely use the letter Q.
I guess it depends on the subject matter, so.
I should check my key logger and see how often I use the Q. Let me call Jeff Bezos.
I was going to say.
Or Jeff Amazon, I guess.
Get that data.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a lipogram.
Interesting.
Mark Facebook. I like this. I think all CEOs should legally have to change their name to the name of the company.
Well, I mean, you know, what was it?
Elon Tesla.
Was the dot-com dude. What's his name?
Kim?
Yeah, Kim.com. Of course, .com isn't the name
of... That's the .com you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
.com isn't the name of his company, but, you know, it's something.
What is the name of that company?
Well, Mega.
Mega.
It was Mega Upload, but then it was just Mega.
And then they came out with, like, their alternative to Dropbox. It was, like, 10 times the size and encrypted and stuff.
Yeah.
Totally trustworthy. Absolutely a safe place to put your data, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't see any risk in that one.
None. Okay, so we have got some questions. We've got at least one that was submitted by a listener, and then we have a couple Allison questions that have been stored for the archives. I will go with this question from Casper, who...
Is Casper a person or the location in Wyoming?
Casper is a person.
Okay. You said from Casper, and I wasn't clear.
Yes. No, it's a person.
Okay.
Casper says, people talk a lot about desert island records. What is your desert island record? Ooh. So.
If I'm on a desert island, it's whatever Culture Club album had Karma Chameleon on it, because hell yes! Desert island? Word.
And so Culture Club is what goes with Desert Island?
It's pretty happy.
I'm trying to think of any food-based record.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of went the same way. I was thinking like the Bare Naked Ladies, like Snack Time album is, but I'm sort of sick of that one.
I mean, my first thought was I guess it was Sinatra who did Marshmallow World. That was my first.
There's thought. A poll. Holy cow!
Isn't there?
That's not a full record, although I guess you could call, you know, once upon a time they called singles records.
I don't know that I would want just one song though.
Yeah, no, I definitely would. And I don't know that I'd want that song either. But
well, no, my first thought was American Pie, and I was like, I want no part of that on repeat.
Right.
Also, I guess I would probably want like some kind of like compilation, like best of the 90s or something, right? Like, I don't want to listen to the same album, the same artist forever while I eat myself to death. This has quickly gone from being like awesome to like awful. He died as he lived with a stomach full of dessert.
He ate a copious amount of strawberry shortcake and was never heard from again.
Strawberries are really good right now around these parts.
So. Well, ship them to us because ours are not.
when is strawberry season near you?
When it is warmer.
Yeah.
When it is not 40 degrees outside.
When the strawberries actually grow.
When the strawberries actually grow, like, outside. Yeah.
Yeah, Plant City, Florida is a big area for strawberries. Actually, I have a strawberry festival there every year. And not far from where I grew up. Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And like every year it's a huge like local news event, right? When they get like usually the only night that it gets to freezing, they run the sprinklers so that there's a layer of ice around the strawberries to protect them from getting too cold. Like once they get ice, they get, you know, 30 and they won't drop much below that because the ice acts as a layer of insulation. And that's like every like local news station runs out of van and stands there and records video of strawberries with a layer of ice on them. And it's like, oh, we're only like 4 weeks away now from really good strawberries. Like that's the kicker. So
I love the
kicker. I remember as a kid vividly. It was like, it was a thing when I was a kid, like the grocery stores would start putting up banners like we have strawberries and and my mouth is watering now. Strawberries and crickets are what I mean after the show.
Bacon flavored crickets with your strawberries?
Yeah. Maybe like I'll do like a little sandwich. What? So strawberries are one of those foods that's often used like in salads to give like a nice like juicy burst.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Along with blueberries sometimes. But you don't like get bananas like that. I guess because you don't keep them in the fridge. They don't have that juicy explosion of flavor.
Because bananas
don't explode.
Yeah. Or they're not juicy. Yeah, if they're juicy, you have a problem. Where is this mango from? Peru. I have some Peruvian mangoes right now.
Ugh. Living that Florida life. That imported fruit life.
Yeah. So, yeah. So a lot of times mangoes grow down in Miami, but it's much more of a summer thing than... I was looking at those mangoes wondering, like, those aren't from Florida. Like, I'm certain of that. Those aren't from around here. I can tell.
You're not from around here.
They don't look native Floridian.
It's just not the right time of year for them. This summer, like, you can go to Miami, dudes will have pickup trucks full of, like, the bed of the truck full of mangoes. Stop and buy them and eat one with mango juice. Oh, ah! I need so much fruit.
And this episode of Florida Problems brought to you by mangoes.
I ate before this episode. Why have I been so fixated on food today?
Every day.
Because of the crickets.
Every day.
That's true.
I don't think it started with the crickets. I think it started with the M&Ms, didn't it? Probably. It's Chris's fault. He was talking about... Oh, no, wait. It's not Chris's fault.
I don't think it was. I think I was talking about the eggplant after your food.
It's because you stand at the banana counter.
It's because of the lipogram.
It is because I stand at the banana counter. I don't need to do that.
Right in front of the
fruit. We should write a lipogram about fruits without the letter A. Strawberry, banana, orange are all eliminated. What's left? Kiwi? Lime?
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at @binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.